Hello everyone, good to have you with us today. I remember years ago hearing the story of a father who wasn't a good example to his children. He had a little boy, he was maybe 7 or 8 years of age. The wee boy just idolised his dad and always wanted to be with his father. But the father never had time for the son. He was always sneaking out at nights and running with his friends and going to the bar and the pub and different things. And then one Christmas there was a lovely fall of snow just like this. And the little boy was looking for his dad, wanted to spend time with him. Went out to the front of the house to try to find where his dad had gone and saw the footsteps in the snow down the path to the gate. He followed the footsteps all the way to the local pub. It took him quite a long time to get there, but whenever at last he got to the bar, he went in, just a young lad, went up to the bar stool, and there was his father starting to get drunk sitting at a bar. And the little boy put his hand in his dad's coattails and gave it a pull, and the father looked round, so filled with shame and anxiety, saw his little boy standing there, and he said this, "Son, how did you get here?" And then the little boy answered, "Dad, I just followed your footsteps. I just followed your footsteps in the snow." Maybe you're a young person today listening to this broadcast. I wonder whose footsteps you're following in. Where will they lead you in time, and most importantly, in eternity? It's so important in life that we follow the right example, and we follow in the footsteps of men and women who have integrity, morality, decency, but most of all spirituality, people who know God. And then even on the flip side of that, if someone was to follow in your footsteps, where would that lead them? Maybe you're a husband or a wife, maybe you're a grandparent, maybe you're a father or a mother. But in your heart of hearts, you know that maybe you're not living right before God. You're maybe a professing Christian, but in the home, in the family, in the community, maybe in the workplace, socially, you're not where you should be. And if your children were to follow in your footsteps, it wouldn't lead them to the house of God. It wouldn't lead them to the place of prayer. It wouldn't lead them in a life of righteousness and holiness and joy in the Lord. It wouldn't lead them to know Christ in a deeper way. Maybe wouldn't even lead them to heaven. Maybe if your children followed in your footsteps, it would lead them to a Christless eternity. It's a solemn, solemn thing. And yet we're given a lovely verse in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 21, where the word of God says, "Concerning our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ hath suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed." Jesus Christ lived as an example for us in this world. Now that does not mean if we follow his example that by our living and our endeavour to be like the Saviour, somehow that will cancel out our sins and that will be an atonement in and of itself. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Peter says here, bare our sins in his own body on the tree. That deals with our sin. That secures for us justification. But there's also such a thing as sanctification, and that's following in the footsteps of the Saviour. And if we follow in his footsteps, us into a life of usefulness, a life of purpose, a life of holiness, righteousness, a life full of joy unspeakable and full of glory. And we can follow him and know him and follow him into glory land itself. Whose footsteps are you following in today? And if someone was to follow in your footsteps, where would that lead them? May God bless these thoughts to your hearts today.